Could it be a dangerous side effect, in a sense, of taking Ozempic or other weight loss drugs? Muscle loss. Newsline spoke with Weill Cornell's Dr. Louis Aron.
I guess my first question is, does the drug itself somehow make muscles weaker, or is it just that when people take weight loss drugs, they're not working out and making their muscles stronger?
Well, Bridget, when you lose weight, your body loses it from all tissues, not just from fat, which is what we would like to see happen. And the most important tissue to maintain is muscle mass. So what we would like to see is a minimal amount of muscle loss and a maximal amount of fat loss. Now, the fact is that we now have studies with Wegovy, which is the weight loss version of Ozempic, showing an improvement in health with weight loss. So over a 3-year period of time, people with heart disease who took Wegovy, who lost about 9% of their body weight, they were less likely to die, less likely to have a heart attack or stroke or have kidney problems and many other health benefits. So the bottom line is, no matter what anybody says, we know that the weight loss associated with the use of these medications is healthy, is improving health.
Right. And I mean, it would seem that there are things that you can do to build muscle, right? I mean, are doctors encouraging people on Wegovy and other medicines like that to get a gym membership, to lift some weights?
Yes, that absolutely can help. So resistance exercise. Remember that back in the old days, it used to be aerobic exercise because that burns calories. Now, what we want people to focus on is resistance exercise, where you put load on your muscles. And what that does is stops them from shrinking. So the more pressure you put on, the less you will lose. And one way of doing it for people who are older, for example, is if you do a lot of repetitions, more repetitions with lighter weight, you're less likely to injure yourself, but you get much the same benefit as if you lift heavy weights. So those are things that anybody can do. You don't have to actually go to a gym. You can use your body weight as the weight to increase your muscle mass.
And really, really important for older adults, right? In particular, postmenopausal women, you don't want to develop osteoporosis.
That is a very, very important point. So another important issue is protein intake. Maintaining a high protein diet, maybe higher than what you're doing now, is another important thing to do. So, for example, having yogurt for breakfast. Yogurt has 17 grams of protein in a typical portion. Having larger portions of chicken or fish with every meal, those can help you to maintain a healthy protein intake. And that, too, will minimize the loss of lean mass.
Right. And back to your earlier point about how overall being on weight loss drugs can be of tremendous physical benefit. There's a study, wouldn't you know, doctor, about patients who need hip replacements, that they do better with that procedure when they're on Ozempic or such.
Yes, we have really good and building evidence showing that the amount of weight that's lost with medicines like this, which is generally greater than 10%, and now we've seen as much as 25% weight loss, their function is better. Some people would say their muscle function is better. Because remember, when you lose weight with medicine like this, about 3/4 of what you're losing is fat and 1/4 is muscle. With some of the medicines, it may be as high as 30 or 35% lean mass and the rest fat mass. So you're losing more fat than you are muscle. But overall, your ability to get down on the floor with your grandchildren, your ability to climb stairs, those kinds of functions, your ability to sit up from a chair, that will improve with the weight loss that you see with these medications.
Dr. Louis Aron, great to have you here as always. Obesity medicine specialist, director of the Comprehensive Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medicine.